It's a huge loss for the Biden administration. The judgment from the court that the government does not have the ability to wipe out more than a quarter of the country's $1.7 trillion in outstanding federal student debt. The challenge had been brought by six states alleging the campaign pledge amounted to executive overreach, an improper exercise of power. On a busy morning for the justices, also by 6-3, they voted that an anti-discrimination Colorado law cannot require an evangelical Christian web designer to provide same-sex wedding websites. Businesses, says dissenting judge Sonia Sotomayor, now have a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class. A giant step backwards, claims Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, for human rights and equal protection in the United States. Benji Hire, Washington, D.C.